The symposium is a really special event. There's been a lot of fire conferences and get-togethers and planning in the community. But this is a whole different animal in the sense that we're bringing in speakers from universities and organizations all over the Western United States to talk about exactly those kinds of issues. How is fire changing our future? How is it going to be impacting our communities? What kind of effects might those changes have on the landscapes of Sonoma County, the biodiversity? So this is really a great opportunity for everyone to come in and learn from those speakers, but also to be part of a broad discussion.
Care Leon Safford with Fire Safe Sonoma says that day two of the meeting, May 8th, will consider approaches to fire safety that apply to individual homeowners.
Most people, I think, are at this point in history understand the importance of defensible space, which is the 100-foot zone from a house out to 100 feet or the property line, where the vegetative fuels are modified and managed to moderate fire behavior as it approaches a home. I think most people kind of understand that. A little less understood are an equally important aspect, which is that our homes are actually in many ways more prone to fire than our vegetation is. And so especially to ember ignitions. During any wildland fire incident, there's embers blowing around like snow. If these embers fall on something that's combustible near the home or enter the home through a vulnerable area, such as a vent, or land on a roof where debris has accumulated, these very, very, very small things can cause home ignition. And there's a lot that homeowners can do to harden their home against these risks. And we will be discussing those both in the field trips and at the seminar on the second day.
Yeah, that's when we really get into the future, the part that we've been talking about before. What does the future hold? What do climate models tell us about how fire is going to be changing in our future? And the important part and actually important role of FireSafe Sonoma and other organizations is going to be discussed at the wildland-urban interface. That's what we call that interaction between the built environment of humans and fire. And then finally, we're going to wrap up with some land use and community planning, looking at the future, as well as what can we do in terms of managing our backcountry areas and promoting biodiversity.
That's Claudia Luke of the SSU Center for Environmental Inquiry. And before that, we heard Care Leon Safford of FireSafe Sonoma. Registration for the three-day symposium, Living with Fire in California's Coast Ranges, ends today, May 1st. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.